We're in Siman Tov Kuf Chav Zayin Sif Yud Aleph. Says the Mechaber, Tzarech HaZochel HaGbiyah HaEruv Min HaKarka Tefach. The person who is being Zoche in the Eruv on behalf of everyone else needs to pick it up, needs to Tefach from the ground. Mishnah Berurah says that the same thing is true. If it's on a counter, you'd need to pick it up a Tefach off the counter or wherever it is. Sif Yubayz Chozer Renotel Miyad HaZoche. The person who made the Eruv Tavshilin then takes it back from the person who was Zoche on behalf of everyone. Umavarich Amitzas Erev, and the person who made the Erev Tavshilin says the Bracha Amitzas Erev, Omer and says, B'dein Yehe Sharalan Lafuy, Levashule Atmunu, Ladluke Shraga, Lememakotzer Chanam Yom Tov Shabbos Lan Uploni, Uploni, Ulchol B'neha Yer Hazos. You say that through this Erev Tavshilin we should be allowed to bake and cook and do Hatmana and light a candle and do any of our needs from Yom Tov to Shabbos for us or for these specific people, or you say for the entire city. The Mishnah Berurah points out that it's clear from the Ramah later on in Sif Chaf that this Amir is actually Ma'akiv, that in order for the Erev Tavshilin to work, you have to say this specific language of B'din Yehei Shara, etc. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings that there are some who are Cholik and say that this is only L'chatchila, but if you forgot to say it, then it's okay, because since you clearly made this cooked item and baked item to allow yourself to do it from Yom Tov to Shabbos, so therefore it's okay if you don't say the language as well. The Mishnah Berurah says, B'dievet, even if you didn't say that this is to allow you to light a candle, it's still going to work because you said, Lameba Kol Tzarchana, so for all our needs. So obviously lighting candles is included in all your needs, and that will be matir everything. And the Ramah adds, Umisha'ini Odeya B'Lashon HaKodesh, someone who doesn't know how to say it in Aramaic, Yuchal Amr B'Lashon Laz, so maybe you can say it in whatever language you understand, because obviously you have to understand it in order that you be allowed to use it to know what the Erev Tavshilin is doing. So the best thing to do is to say that language and then read it in English if you're reading in the Art Scrolls. So read it in English just to understand exactly what you are doing by saying this. The Be'er Halacha says that if you made an Erev Tavshilin, but the Tavshil belong, if you sent a messenger to do an Erev Tavshilin for you, like we discussed, if you're in Shul and you have someone else make the Erev Tavshilin on your behalf, and the food belongs to the person who's sending the messenger, so who makes the bracha? So the Shulchan Aruch Rav says that it depends. If the Amira is the Iker, so then the Shaliach should make the bracha. But if the Amira is not Ma'akev, so then the Meshaleach should be the one that's making the bracha, because the Shaliach isn't really doing anything. But then it would appear that if the Shaliach is actually the one that's making the Erev Tavshilin on the Meshaleach's behalf, so then he should make the bracha. But either way, it's important to know that this is the language that needs to be said to allow yourself to make this Erev Tavshilin, so that it's clear that that's what the Erev Tavshilin's purpose is. But as the Mishnah Berurah points out, but the Yavid, it's fine, even if you didn't say the Amira. Sifid Gema Afa Pishenech Erev, even if you made an Erev Tavshilin, Enu Yachal Avashal Miyom Tov Rishon LaShabbos. The Erev Tavshilin only allows you to cook for the second day of Yom Tov into Shabbos, but not the first day of Yom Tov into Shabbos. So if you have a Thursday, Friday, Shabbos situation, you would not be allowed to cook on Thursday for Shabbos, because they were only established the Erev Tavshilin for the day before Shabbos, not the day before that. B'di'eved, says the Mishnah Berurah, if you violated it and you were Mevashel, so the Taz says that it's going to be Mutter, and for sure, if you have no other food for Shabbos, so for sure you'd be allowed to eat that food on Shabbos.